Okay, so we now have our next session. It's my pleasure to welcome the team from Data Pacific Japan, Tomiya Yamazumi, Nagoya Bunri, and Satoru Yoshida, talking about using LAMS for collaborative learning. Thank you very much.
My name is Yoshida, and I'm from Data Pacific Japan. And my company became first partner of LAMS International in Japan last year. And this is Professor Yamazumi from Nagoya Bunri University. And yes, I did mainly system support side of today's presentation. And Yamazumi-san made educational side of the presentation today. Sorry. And LAMS, Japanese version, was released in April this year. And according to today's morning presentation, LAMS currently has 27 languages. And I think Japanese version is number 26 or 27. So we are quite new in this field. And Nagoya Bunri University, where Yamazumi-san belongs, is the first LAMS user in Japan. So we are quite new to use LAMS. And so I think many of people already use LAMS, but also there are many newcomers who became LAMS user recently. So today's presentation may give you some information for new users of LAMS. And we think to conduct collaborative learning, students should have some basic skill. Unless they have basic knowledge of certain area, it's very difficult to conduct collaborative learning. But fortunately, in our case, student in Nagoya Bunri University belongs to computer ethics, informatives. So they belong to information and media study. So they have some basic knowledge about information ethics or computer ethics. And our project, we did basic seminar course. We used LAMS for basic seminar course for computer and information ethics study. And the tasks we gave student was research and discussion on crimes or harmful activities committed or made recently by means of internet. And about 10 students participated in this course, and it took us about 3 weeks. And we made three sequences or three subjects for this project. And first one is file sharing software. Winnie is file sharing software made by some student or someone in Japan, and it's became very popular in Japan, and it causes many troubles for copyright infringement or privacy information leaking. And we have many news on newspaper. For example, Ministry of Defense people are using, and they leaked some important information through Winnie or many serious trouble it causes now. And second theme was electronic bulletin board, and it makes defamation of other people or forcible obstruction of business. And the third one was hazardous site. They sell drug by internet or some net site. And also, I don't know if you have such a suicide group. They, in Japan, especially young people, they feel they want to suicide. And they came know each other by internet, by such site. And they get together, and in the car, they die, four or three or four people, or die someday. And it happens maybe three or four times a year or more. And it's a maybe a not useful way of use of internet. And we, for this project, we selected those three subjects by using RAM. How do you, okay. And the learning process, in our course, main activity of the each course is these 3 points. Firstly, we ask student to get information through web search. And secondly, we ask the student to exchange information about their findings. And thirdly, we ask them to exchange opinions. Of course, we put other things in our sequence, such as voting or chat. But main process or activity was those 3 points. And this is a sequence we made. It's not smart, very ugly, but but to put a gate in each step is we thought it's necessary or effective for our case, because all of the students were first to use LAMS in their course, and also even professor also the first time to use LAMS. So if we let the student do free to use LAMS, maybe we cannot get a meaningful result, or we cannot control the education or such type of things. So we made gate after each activity. And so all three subjects, we made this type of sequence. And this is a forum. And this also forum. And the chat. And we asked voting. And we used also survey. And the techniques we used to control the flow was, as I said, control gate for after all activities, and to deploy gate after every activity in a sequence to control all the flow. And so in our case, all the students work on the same activity at the same time. Of course, in future, after the student get used to use LAM, maybe we let them use more freely. But since it was the first time for them to use LAMS, so we took this method, this style. And also for chat, if we let them chat freely, maybe a student changes subject or they use rough words or such type of things. So Yamazumi-sensei intervene in the discussion from time to time so that they don't move to other subject or make some confusion. And As a result, after using LAMS for the first time, student said, because I have never experienced this kind of class, it was fun and easy to follow. And topic and chat part was useful because it makes us easier to express opinions. Because Japanese student sometimes doesn't say, I have questions, such type of things. And if it is on internet, they speak easily. And thirdly, someone said, I like LAMS because by my nature, I like to literally discuss with others, not to verbally or face to face. And survey on LAMS usability, 90% of students shows a positive response. It's not difficult for them. And to understand the theme and the content of discussion, 90% of participants shows a positive response. And in the next class, again, also 90% says positive response. And we firstly thought they feel not easy to use forum or chat, especially forum or chat, but they didn't have difficulty. And collaborative learning combined with internet browsing was accepted, well accepted by student. But as I said, even he controls chat or forum, or he intervenes from time to time, still some student not participate in chat. Or sometimes discussion goes to other subject, or sometimes they give some rough word or improper words. And as summary or as conclusion, LAMS was accepted as a new learning style in Japan or in his class. And also for beginners, for both professors or teachers and students, gate control after every activity worked very well. And also chat control by professor or teacher is very important. And is there any question? Filter. You mean in improper words?
Yes.
Some filter was prepared or not? Is there such a feature in LAMS? I see. LAMS has such a feature. New version? 2.2. Ah, I see. 2.2. I see. So LAMS version 2.2 has such a filtering feature. I see. We didn't know that. I see. Unkind words. I see. I see. That's very kind or useful. Yes. Is there any other question? Yes.
Was there any difficulties from having Japanese characters or Japanese script?
Yes.
Was that difficult or it all worked?
in chat or forum to input to Japanese character.
Yeah.
日本語を入力するのはこう難こう日本人難しくないかとか。We have some conversion.
But I thought maybe the translation of the tools or when you had to import might be, you know, Japanese problem in the conversion.
For development work.
Translations goes from English to whatever language is published online.
It was very easy. For maybe 4 or 6 weeks, we did it. Yes.
Is there any use of PDA devices like mobile phones or personal technology?
It's becoming very important in Japan. For traditional learning system, such as, I don't know Moodle, but the e-learning system we developed, student can access by mobile phone or iPod Touch or some Sony PlayStation, such type of things. And it's becoming very important because there is a need. Teachers ask us, we want them to contact, access their e-learning system by such new devices.
And you will put your lamps?
Not yet.
Because the new version we saw, yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. An option for mobile technology.
I see.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. Yes.
Was this presented in class or was it all done externally?
In class. For this course, huh?
Yeah, for this course.
90 minutes class, was it? 90 minutes. But for collection of information, they ask beforehand. So student student collected necessary information related to these three issues before they attend the class. So for chat or voting or you know such things they did in the class, but to prepare information about each subject, he asked student to prepare beforehand.
Did they have an introduction?
Yes.
To how to use before the class?
そのラムズの使い方とか。
1 week, we test this system with my students.
90 minutes.
Yeah.
Thirty minutes. So 30 minutes, they made such an introduction.
Just one more question.
Yeah.
One really interesting thing to me was you're talking about often Japanese students don't collaborate.
Mm-hmm. こちらのスタイルの方が、まあ、日本人の人はあんまり口頭ではやらないからこちらのスタイル。
Yes.
Yes. If he thinks I'm not the same as others, he doesn't say in public. They use handle name for chat. Anonymous, yes.
But they are all friends in the same class.
Same class, huh?
Yeah. If someone...
maybe they don't talk to you, but they talk to each other.
They can find someone writes a message.
So what is your next year's program?
Yeah.
to use branch or? So he want to use next term as well, and in that case, he want to use branch feature. Yes.
Now okay. I'm making thinking about filtering rough words or very bad website.
That's really topical.
Okay.
Can we please thank again Tomio Yamazumi and Satoru Yoshida?
Thank you.